Hi, this is Bob Decker, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. Income tax season is upon us, and this week I'll be reading articles from Reader's Digest on some new scams targeting both young and older taxpayers. While April is the deadline for income tax filing, getting our returns completed and submitted can be a chore. It's only made worse when we receive confusing or conflicting information. Receiving a message by email or social media that we owe more taxes, have to pay them immediately by cash, gift cards, or cryptocurrency, or face a huge penalty, definitely a sign of a scam. But there are other methods that may not be as obvious. Our first article offers tips to consider before you file. Reader's Digest. Before you file your taxes, make sure you're not falling for one of these sneaky tax scams. By Jamie Stathis. Published on February 25th, 2026. Scammers love tax season. Here's what you need to know to stay safe when filing. Between increasingly frequent phone scams and constantly evolving online scams, bad actors are everywhere. And come tax season, the fraudsters are out in full force. According to the Internal Revenue Service, Criminal Investigation Division, 2025 saw $4.49 billion of tax fraud, and that's just what people reported. Tax season is prime time for scammers who take advantage of the urgency and confusion around filings, refunds, and recent legislative changes, says Sarah Gladding, an online safety expert with digital security company McAfee. With the help of AI, cyber criminals are constantly creating realistic phishing emails, deepfake phone calls, and fake tax prep websites. So how can you stay aware and out of scammers' clutches? We talked to 7 fraud, cybersecurity, and financial experts to learn more about the 6 tax scams you may encounter as you prepare to file, along with tips on how to avoid them. Keep reading on how to learn to keep yourself safe during this tax season. Tax fraud is a full-time cybercrime business, and it's only getting more widespread. The IRS identified twice as many cases of tax fraud in 2025 as in 2024. And Tony Sabage, a cybersecurity expert at a cybersecurity company Checkpoint, says reports of tax scams jumped 62% year over year in 2025. As Darius Kingsley, the head of consumer fraud and scam prevention at financial institution J.P. Morgan Chase, points out, scammers tend to be more active during periods when financial transactions are most common, such as during the holiday shopping rush or, you guessed it, when people are preparing to file their tax returns. Tax season can be a prime time for scammers to strike, given the amount of financial documentation that is exchanged in the form of W-2s, 1099s, and other forms necessary for filing, Kingsley says. Who do fraudsters target with tax scams? Scammers target anyone they think they can separate from their money and personal information, but David Trapp, the CEO of cybersecurity company ArmorPoint, told us that 2 groups are more vulnerable than others, baby boomers and Gen Z. Trapp explains that older adults are less savvy to scammers and more likely to believe the IRS is actually calling them to verify their banking information. They might not understand that this is in fact a phishing attempt from a scam artist and not a legitimate employee trying to help them, he says. On the other end of the spectrum, bad actors prey on young adults who might be filing taxes for the first time. Younger generations are also using technology for their finances, which can lead to accidental data leaks or hackings, for example, asking ChatGPT a question on how to fill out a W-2 form and accidentally exposing their Social Security number, home address, or earnings information, Trapp says. So what scams might you encounter as you prep your taxes? As you prep your taxes, keep in mind that fraud comes in many forms. Con artists are clever, and they keep changing the game to trick you into divulging your most private information. Tech scammers are getting surgical, Sabaj says. They're using breached data and convincing IRS lookalike messages to fish you before you even file. Plenty of tax scams can give bad actors everything they need to steal your identity. But in this one, the most common form of tax fraud, a scammer steals your identity, files a tax return on your behalf, and gets your refund. How to recognize it? This scam can be recognized by the taxpayer if they attempt to file their return and it gets turned away because they'd already filed, explains Nathan Goldman, professor of accounting at North Carolina State University's Poole College of Management. How to avoid it? Goldman says that the best way to avoid the stolen identity scam is to protect your identity and passwords. Beyond that, filing early, before any potential fraudsters might attempt to file, can cut off this opportunity, he says. The IRS impersonation scam. In this scam, fraudsters pose as IRS representatives, Kingsley says. These bad actors will call you, demand immediate payments, sometimes for previous year's returns, and threaten law enforcement action or suspension of benefits if the payment isn't made. How to recognize it? Government agencies like the IRS will not call you to demand urgent action or threaten you. In most cases, they communicate via mail, Kingsley says, adding that you can verify a piece of mail is from the IRS by searching for a letter or notice online. Just head to the IRS Notices and Letters search function to check if yours is legit. How to avoid it? Kingsley is clear about what to do if you get a call like this. If you receive a call from someone claiming to be the IRS, the government agency, or law enforcement, hang up. Look up the official number for that agency and call them back directly. Never rely on a number provided by the caller, he says. Tax preparer scam. The tax preparer scam involves bad actors posing as representatives of tax service companies. Kingsley says that they'll offer to help you prepare to file taxes in order to gain access to sensitive personal information, which gives them what they need to dupe you out of your money. How to recognize it? If someone contacts you and promises a bigger, faster tax refund, they may be trying to scam you. Always remember that if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. How to avoid it? You can avoid the tax preparer scam by researching and vetting legitimate tax preparers. If you want to be even safer, Kingsley suggests seeking referrals from friends and family to ensure that you're picking a trusted service. Always look up your provider before paying for services and providing them with personal information to avoid ghost preparers. If you encounter someone that you suspect is a phony, just say no to working with them. Social media tax hack scams. Social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram offer hacks for everything, but when it comes to your taxes, you want to be honest. Avoid advice spouted by influencers who might offer a corner-cutting hack or a strategy for a smaller tax payment. How to recognize it? Social media scams are easy to recognize. If an influencer is telling you how to pay less to the IRS, look away. Or at least run the deduction by a verified accountant. Legitimate tax strategies focus on allowable deductions and compliance with tax law, not shortcuts built around questionable credits, says Terry Luttrell, the compliance and engagement director at Abrigo, a software company that helps prevent financial crime. How to avoid it? Tax hacks circulating on platforms like TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook often promote fabricated strategies to inflate refunds, such as inventing household employees or submitting false W-2 information. The IRS has warned that these schemes can lead to rejected returns, penalties, and increased audit scrutiny, Luttrell says. The W-2 request scam. Glanning says some scammers will ask you for your W-2 to steal your sensitive information before you even submit your return. How to recognize it? You may receive an email that appears to come from HR, a payroll provider, or even the IRS, asking you to upload or confirm your W-2, Glading says. The link will then direct you to a lookalike portal built to capture your Social Security number and other personal data. How to avoid it. Like many online scams, the red flag here is the message creating urgency. Scammers always push potential victims to click a link rather than log into a platform they already use. To stay safe, never directly click from an email like this, Glading advises. Instead, go straight to your employer's official payroll portal. If something feels off, confirm the request with HR using a separate channel, such as a separate email or a phone call. Phishing and smishing scams. These phishing and smishing scams mimic tax authorities or software providers and link to fake login pages. Entering credentials gives scammers access to sensitive data, warns Petros Astafopoulos, PhD, a cybersecurity veteran and the Vice President of Research and Development at RSEC, the leading cybersecurity conference. How to recognize it? Traditionally, phishing emails and texts have come with several telltale signs of a scam. Odd formatting, spelling errors, and wording that sounds off. But as AI has improved, these fraudulent messages have become more believable. AI allows scammers to craft these messages more convincingly and at a much larger scale, making them harder to detect, Astafopoulos says. One thing they still have in common, they sound urgent and include links that don't match official URLs. How to avoid it? Astafopoulos says the first way to stay safe from phishing and smishing scams is never to click links in unsolicited messages. Hover over the links before clicking, verify the sender, and type the agency's URL directly into your browser, he says. Plenty of scams can give bad actors everything they need to steal your identity. But this one, the most common form of tax fraud, a scammer steals your identity, files a tax return on your behalf, and gets your refund. How to recognize it? This scam can be recognized by the taxpayer if they attempt to file their return and it gets turned away because it's already been filed, explains Nathan Goldman, professor of accounting at North Carolina State University Poole College of Management. How to avoid it? Goldman says that the best way to avoid the stolen identity scam is to protect your identity and passwords. Beyond that, filing early, before any potential fraudsters attempt to file, can cut off this opportunity, he says. How can you stay safe from scams during tax season? It may seem like there's a tax scammer lurking around every corner. And while that's not entirely true, you can't be too careful when it comes to safeguarding your personal information. In addition to the above tips, the advice from our experts will help you stay safe from scams during tax season. Get an identity protection PIN from the IRS. It prevents anyone from filing a tax return with your Social Security number without that 6-digit code. If you're paying for tax software or professional services, use a credit card to ensure that you can take advantage of the company's fraud protection. Be mindful of what you share publicly. Oversharing on social media can provide criminals with the details they need to verify identities or reset account credentials. Information such as birth dates, job changes, address updates, or family details can be used in social engineering schemes. Protect your personal information year-round. Once your tax information is exposed, scammers can reuse it for years. Limit how often you share your Social Security number, shred tax documents before discarding them, and store past returns securely, both physically and digitally. Monitor financial and tax records regularly. Early detection can significantly reduce damage if identity theft occurs. Review the IRS account transcripts through the official IRS website. Check bank and credit card statements frequently, and obtain and review free annual credit reports through annualcreditreport.com. Understand how the IRS actually communicates. The organization typically initiates contact by mail. It does not demand immediate payment via gift cards or cryptocurrency, and it does not threaten arrest over the phone. Knowing these facts reduces the emotional leverage scammers attempt to use. Although scams often target older folks, that doesn't mean everyone else is immune to them. With a greater familiarity with technology, new Gen Z taxpayers can become victims of high-tech scams. Our next article describes how familiar technologies may be used to steal identity and refunds, and how to avoid it. Warning, Gen Z is getting hit with these tricky tax scams. Here's what you need to know. Reader's Digest by Jamie Stathis, published on April 1st, 2025. Tax scammers aren't just targeting the older generations. Here's what Gen Zers need to know. Tax season stress is real. Whether you hire an accountant, prepare your taxes using an online service, or tackle them yourself, April 15th looms large on the calendar. Anxiety over filing, filing on time, and filing correctly leaves people vulnerable to tricky tax scams. Scammers come in, as scammers do, to prey on weaknesses and fears. While it can be tempting to rush through your tax return filing as quickly as possible, it's important to remain diligent throughout the process to protect your finances from both commonly used scams and emerging threats, explains Sean Murphy, PhD, a cybersecurity professional with over 3 decades of experience, including 21 years doing risk management work for the United States Air Force. Criminals often pose as the IRS, tax preparers, or financial institutions to steal money and personal information. When we think of people getting scammed online, we usually think of older adults who can be less internet savvy. But it's actually Gen Z who are getting hit with the tricky tax scams this season. Keep reading to learn more about why scammers are targeting the 18 to 24-year-olds and how to get tips on how we can all protect ourselves from tax scams. According to McAfee's consumer survey on tax scams, Gen Z is getting hit hard, with 40% saying they or someone they know has been scammed, more than any other age group. But just because Gen Z is a primary target for tax scams doesn't mean older generations are immune. In fact, those ages 65 to 74 lost the most money, with 40% of men in that age group who say they were victims of a tax scam losing between $751 and $1,000, and 50% of the women in that age group who were victims saying they lost between $2,501 and $5,000. Why are tax scammers targeting Gen Z with tax scams? Born between 1997 and 2012, Gen Z are digital natives, and they have a different relationship with technology than older generations, who remember life before everything was communicated by text and email. Scammers go where the opportunity is, Karnick says, a reference to the fact that Gen Z is more likely to file taxes online, use mobile apps, and trust digital platforms. Gen Z is looking for convenience or a good deal, which scammers take advantage of. Online scams all follow a similar formula, and fake IRS websites, fraudulent tax prep software, and scam emails promising free filing services are all designed to look legitimate. Since Gen Z is constantly on their phones, scammers are also hitting them with phishing texts, social media scams, and even deepfake audio messages that sound eerily real, Karnick explains. It's not just about tricking people. It's about creating just enough urgency and fear to make them act before they realize something's off. Why are more Gen Zers falling for these tax scams? Gen Zers are falling for tax scams partly because they're new to paying taxes, which makes them easier to deceive, and also because of their online habits. Scammers target Gen Z because they are new taxpayers navigating careers, financials, and major life transitions, often lacking familiarity with the filing process, tax programs, and basic federal, state, and local tax laws, explains Greg Pepper, senior security architect at Checkpoint Software. Gen Z generally trusts digital interactions more than older generations, making them prone to phishing scams. Plus, older generations are more likely to rely on professional tax preparers and will go to official government sites for information, while Gen Z may turn to TikTok or other social media sites for tax advice, which may lead them to misleading or fraudulent links. Pepper breaks down a few key reasons Gen Z is at risk of falling for tax scams. Overtrust in social media. Gen Z depends heavily on TikTok, Instagram, and other platforms for financial advice. Lack of fact-checking. Many Gen Zers fail to validate tax-related claims with official sources like the IRS. Over-reliance on convenience. Gen Z is more likely to fall for quick-fix solutions that promise instant refunds or appealing deductions. What kind of info are scammers asking for? One thing that makes tax scams tricky is that the information scammers ask for is actually the same exact information you need to provide to a legitimate tax preparer. This info typically includes your name, date of birth, address, Social Security number, bank account number, and credit card details. Scammers aren't just after a quick buck, they're after personal details they can use for long-time fraud, Karnick says. Many tax scam victims report being asked for their Social Security number or tax ID, which criminals may use to file faked returns or claim refunds. Or they want your bank account and credit card information. Scammers might use this information to make payments to themselves or purchases, or they might even collect enough information to take out a loan in your name. In more sinister cases, your data might be sold on the dark web for further exploitation. What are the scams to watch out for this year? Overall, scams are getting more sophisticated, and knowing what tax scams to be on the lookout for is a huge factor when it comes to staying safe. Scammers use AI, phishing, and impersonation tactics. Anything to look legit, and tax scams are on the rise. McAfee data shows that 76% of all tax-themed scam activity happens over mobile text, making it the dominant delivery method, Karnick says. Many of these messages used shortened URLs to disguise fraudulent links, making it harder for people to recognize the fraud before clicking. Pepper details some of the specific tax scams to look out for this year. Reader's note, this article was published in 2025. False tax reduction scams. Scammers claim that they can legally reduce taxable income to zero, tricking individuals into filing fraudulent returns. Instant tax refund payments. Some fraudulent tax preparers offer immediate payouts on expected refunds, but charge excessive fees or steal refund checks outright. Fake tax experts on social media. Misinformation is rampant, leading young taxpayers to unknowingly commit fraud or fall victim to IRS impersonators. So how can you identify and avoid a tax scam? The primary way to identify and avoid becoming a victim of tax scams is to understand what the IRS will and won't do. Ian Bednewitz, General Manager of Identity and Privacy at LifeLock, shares his tips for spotting tax scams and avoiding fraudulent schemes. Unsolicited communication. Be wary of unsolicited communications claiming to be from the IRS. The IRS will never contact you via email, text, or social media to request personal or financial information. Pressure tactics. Scammers often use pressure tactics, such as threats of arrest or immediate action, to intimidate victims into providing personal information or making payments. Request for payment. The IRS will never demand immediate payment or request payment via untraceable means like gift cards or cash apps. Unofficial tax forms. Verify the legitimacy of IRS forms and notices by checking the official IRS website or contacting the IRS directly. Fake IRS credentials. If someone calls you out of the blue claiming to be from the IRS, it's a scam. An IRS employee will never call you without sending a letter or a bill in the mail first, and they'll never demand immediate payment. Threats and intimidation. The IRS cannot revoke a driver's license, business license, or immigration status, and will not make such a threat. How else can you stay safe while filing your taxes? Like we said above, tax season is stressful, and stress can lead to unnecessary mistakes. If you want to stay safe while filing your taxes, Karnick suggests the following. Be cautious with tax websites. Scammers create fake versions of real tax prep sites. Always type the web address directly into your browser instead of clicking on links from emails or ads. Monitor your credit and personal data. Regularly checking your credit report can help you spot suspicious activity early. You can also remove your info from data broker sites to make it harder for scammers to reach you. Use security tools. AI-powered scam detectors and identity protection services can help block phishing attempts and alert you if your personal data is at risk. Practice vigilance. A little extra vigilance now can prevent major headaches later. When in doubt, always double-check before sharing any personal or financial information. Well, that's about all the time that we have for this week. This has been Bob Decker with Sun Sounds of Arizona. Listener beware. Thanks for listening. A reminder that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Sun Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or on the Sun Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.